Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
But I remember in this dream, my son was in this dream, and I was panicked because I had come from a far place into this dream. I was in another country, actually, and had made it back finally to the United States, and I was worn out, and it's a long story how I got back there. But anyway, I'd made it back, and I remember I was yelling for my son and yelling for my wife because I could see our home, and it was totally devastated. The furniture in our house that I see in our house right now was out in the yard. And somebody had beat it up and torn it up, and it looked like that somebody had pilfered our house, like robbed it. And I knew immediately that it wasn't a robbery in a sense like you're trying to get money, because money was no good. But they were looking for food, they were looking for water, they were looking for the basic necessities of life, but nobody's around right now. And so I yelled, and I heard my son's voice. He said, "Yes, Daddy." And he'd come out of another house where he had been in, and I knew that in this house he was looking for food. In another house, because they did not have anything to eat. And so he was going through a house because everything was wide open looking. And then my wife was also with another lady, and they was trying to search for food to eat. You say, "Well, Brother Randy, are these things going to happen?" Well, if Revelation is true, I believe we're going to get to a place like that. That's why we got to stay in the middle of the road and be ready. But again, I'm not a doom and gloom preacher. So Miss Monty can smile. Amen. We're going to make it. Amen. And it may seem like it's down and out, but God is with us. But I believe I saw this, but it needs to be judged. But again, that may take place way over there in the future, and it probably will never be in our lifetime. But I also know that a lot of times when God reveals things like this to me, it's to stir me up, because I had gotten away from praying for the nation like he told me to. I did. I backslid. You know what I mean? I'd prayed for the nation. I'd prayed for it in a measure, but I'd gotten away because he told me. He gave me a specific word in February of the year of 2008 and told me to pray for this nation. And that's over a year ago that he told me to pray for this nation in a way like I had never prayed before. And he also told me to tell people wherever I went to pray for the United States of America like they had never prayed before in their history as being a Christian. He said, if you do not pray, things are going to happen that you don't want to see happen. And so this dream that I had may just have been to wake me up and get my attention, because I'll guarantee you, when I woke up, I had a soberness about me. I did. It was sober. I mean, hitting your knees sober. Saying, my God, it was so real that what I saw. And I'm not even one to have dreams. I mean, I don't. I don't have dreams. You know, I don't see things, and all. I don't dream about Aunt Mary and Aunt Kate and the mule and everything. I don't dream. I don't have those things. And so it was real to me. It's serious. And so back in February of 2007, I was at Rhema Bible Church during a meeting called Winter Bible Seminar. It's held on the campus of Rainbow Bible Training Center, and there on this campus, it's over 70 acres of property, there's a church called Rainbow Bible Church, if you've never been there. And I was in this meeting, and Reverend Lynette Hagen had invited us to pray. She had taught on prayer, and it was on a Friday morning. Yes, it was on a Friday morning, and she had taught on prayer. And then she incorporated all of us to pray. She said, now, if you're here from another nation, because there were people there from other nations of the world, said, you pray for your nation. And then she passed out some cards where you prayed for the state that you was in. And then she said, now, let's pray for the presidential office of the United States of America. Let's pray about the presidential election, because this is February 2007, and the voting's going to take place in November of 2008. Did I say that? Anyway, February 2008 is when this happened, not 2007. There's some things happened back there, but we won't go that far. February 2008 is when I saw this about the United States. We were praying there at the Rhema Bible Church, and I'm just walking back and forth kind of, and mostly standing in one place, praying there in the auditorium with everybody else. I wasn't trying to see a vision, didn't know I was going to have a vision, didn't necessarily want to see a vision, but all of a sudden, suddenly I'm in the spirit. And in the spirit, I see a large demonic creature. And this demonic creature had its arms around the presidential office of the United States of America. I immediately threw a word of knowledge and word of wisdom that's operating in this vision. And of course, I'm there. I'm standing physically in that building. I have not left my body, but I am seeing into the realm of the spirit. I am having a spiritual vision. There are three types of visions, but we're not getting into all of those right now and take time to prove them out in the Word of God. But there are three types of visions. So I was having a spiritual vision. I had my eyes closed, but I was seeing into the realm of the spirit, and it was just as if I was there, but really I was still in my physical body, still standing in that church, still praying corporately with a group of people. I wasn't trying to have a vision, but all of a sudden I see this large demonic creature. Had his arms around the presidential office. I knew that by revelation. Had his arms around something, and I thought, well, what is that? Well, it had his arms around the presidential office of the United States of America. So immediately, out of curiosity in this vision, I looked into this creature's grasp to see if there was any human being there, like George Walker Bush or Mr. Obama or Mr. McCain, because nobody had actually been appointed as president yet. And I could not see, or I say president, you know, to run for the party of the Republican or Democrats or whatever. They were still all out politicking. So when I looked in these creatures' grasp, I could see that it did not have any human being there in its grasp, but I knew what it was doing. It was trying to control the presidential office of the United States of America. As goes the leader of a nation, so goes the nation. As goes the leader of a nation, so goes the nation. The leader of a nation can open up the nation to godly things or ungodly things based on their morals or values, because they have spiritual authority whether they understand it or not. And I would say that most of them don't. Maybe none of them did. I don't know. But they have spiritual authority. Why? Because the people who voted for them delegated it to them. And so when those people make decisions as president, those people that we vote for as president make the wrong choices and invite the wrong spirits, then they bring the wrong things in this country. When those that we have put in presidential office make the right choices and make godly decisions, they close the door to evil spirits and devils and demons. And I'm not devil conscious or demon conscious, but you don't hear much about this, but I'm telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. As the president of the nation goes, so goes the nation. You go back and you study the history of Israel. Every time they had a godly king and godly leader, they led them into godly ways in worship of God. Every time they had an ungodly leader and it was in ungodly ways, they led that nation into ways where they would worship idols and false gods and turn away from God, and it would bring all kind of destruction and opposition against the nation of Israel. As goes the leader of a nation, so goes the nation. So, in this vision, I see this creature, this large demonic creature. It was a gorilla-looking creature. It wasn't a gorilla. You know, it's not what it looked like is not important. But what it was doing was very important. And so I seen this creature, and then the Lord said to me, he said, now, This creature is trying to control the present president, which at that time was George Walker Bush, and he's also trying to control the outcome of this upcoming presidential election so the will of Satan can take place in America instead of my will. He said, now, the reason I'm showing you this, he said, I want you to tell my people to pray as they've never prayed before and bind the works of darkness off this nation. He said, you tell them to pray and tell them to say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, I command you to take your hands off the political scene of this nation. Satan, I command you to take your hands off the social scene of this nation. Satan, I command you to take your hands off the spiritual scene of this nation. Satan, I command you to take your hands off the economic scene of this nation. Well, undoubtedly, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't pray enough because guarantee you, it's happening right now.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.